WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House says layoffs are imminent due to the government shutdown. The union representing federal workers is suing President Everett Kelly.
We've had shutdowns, but not one time have anyone equated firing an employee in conjunction with a furlough. This is the first time this has ever happened, because everybody else understood that it would have been illegal.
At the CDC, where many workers have been furloughed, Yolanda Jacobs is a communication specialist.
We don't have the workers available to meet the needs of the public.
Some education department employees who were furloughed this week have discovered that their automatic out-of-office email responses were changed to include partisan talking points blaming Democrats for the shutdown. A U.S. immigration judge today denied a bid for asylum from Kilmar Abrego Garcia. He has 30 days to appeal. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Young people sometimes get a bad rap for not being interested in what's going on in the world around them. This story proves that thought wrong. Lisa Hale has more.
The American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter recently honored the Oshkosh North Communities Program as the Youth and Young Adult Heroes for 2025. Teacher Richard Lieb said their story started when the students raised almost $1,500 for the Red Cross to use to help victims of the wildfires in California.
But I think what's really cool about it is that not only did we raise money, but I think we not only started to understand what the Red Cross really does and the impact it does have, and we were able to tell that story for the Red Cross. So we had 80 kids being the megaphone of the American Red Cross.
The students of communities at Oshkosh North worked quickly to raise the money when it was needed.
I think we tried to turn this around in about a week and a half. So we pushed projects aside because it's the timeliness, and we know, understand the news cycle. You know, things come and go.
Lieb added, helping the Red Cross was a good way to show how much students care and want to do good in their communities.
For organizations like the Red Cross to open their doors to young adults and just giving them a shot, I just appreciate that they were able to do that. And then, because I just think that our generation, everybody thinks they just stare on their phones. And just, it's our program's all about giving kids a shot. And we gave the shot, and American Red Cross gave these kids a shot, and we were able to make an impact.
The American Red Cross recognized those they called local heroes at a ceremony in August.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News. You can find more news anytime at WXCO.fm.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up, the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th-ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and hot Friday, high mid-80s. Breezy Saturday, high again mid-80s. Low 80s Sunday, cooler next week. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
On Friday night, it's homecoming for the Newman Catholic High School football team. The Cardinals will play host to Port Edwards. hear the game live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a tape delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football is brought to you by the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Rocket Industrials, and the Clover Belt Credit Union. It's Newman Catholic playing host to Port Edwards Friday night, live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game can also again be heard on WXCO 98.9 following the Wausau West game.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, have you ever played a video game or seen an ad that says, play our game, we'll give you money? Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us to talk about whether or not that's true.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matinair on Air.
Stuff. Always good to start off with an obscure risque joke. Did you have a good day, Conrad? Did you golf today?
How'd you know?
It's a gorgeous day. Like if I were a golfer, I think I'd be out every day.
Yeah, I went this morning, and you know, I didn't have to make a tee time. They said, yeah, just come out and go out. And I got actually paired up with a son and a father duo. Ooh.
They do that in mini golf? They pair you up with... I'm kidding.
You know, it was funny, though. On hole, like, six, I think it was, he comes up to me and goes like, hey, it was nice meeting you. Nice playing with you. My wife's a little angry. I got to leave.
So they bailed.
Yeah. And I was like, all right.
What do you think his wife could have been mad at? Like, he wasn't supposed to go golfing today?
Maybe he's just not supposed to go out there. He's supposed to do something... Maybe at the house, maybe do
chore.
Some dishes or something, you know, and
take the trash out.
He's like, you know what? Let's go golfing. And you know what? I respect it because it was a nice day out.
I mean, I don't know what it could have been, but if you're like golfing on a day like this, and I'm not even a golfer. I think I'd cut someone some slack, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the guy's a jerk, though. You don't know.
I mean, he was pretty nice to me.
Yeah, he's nice to fellow golfers.
You share the passion.
That's right. Well, that's good. It was a good day for golf. Yeah. I've taken every day I'm out on my porch, and I have to be more mobile. I have to, like, I do all my show prep out on the porch. I look at the water. It's gorgeous. I can see it through the trees. And I just don't want, I know, like, in 2 weeks, it could be 10 below. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but it's not going to be here forever. So we got to enjoy it, folks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I really hope it's still like this weekend.
Supposed to be.
So then I can just be outside.
Yeah. What do we got? NFL football tonight, the Rams and the 49ers. There's playoff baseball. The Cubs are playing the Padres. We'll see if we get our I-94 series here between the Cubs and the Brewers. The Cubs have a narrow lead. You've got New York and Boston. That's the thing. When New York and Boston play, nobody cares about the rest of, or at least the national media does not care about the rest of the league.
Yeah, you know, last night it was a really good game too, and I think it's going to be electric tonight.
What's the series? Is it 1-1?
It's 1-1.
So they're both wild cards.
And whoever wins is going on.
Okay.
Honestly, I kind of hope it's the Red Sox.
Yeah, the Yankees have won enough. They've won like 25% of all World Series. That's insanity.
Yeah, they don't need to win. They can go out in the first round just to make everyone feel better.
Totally agree. Tom from New Berlin is with us. He says, that's the thing about golf, that you're like me. I will play with anyone knowing it's a game. Okay, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom from the 414. The phone lines are open, folks. Listen, we're about to drop the question of the night. But as you know, Nightlight listeners, the couch potatoes, if you will, you guys are always welcome to comment on anything we are discussing here, whether it's Conrad's shorts, maybe being a little too snug, or laundry
they're
day.
Snug. They're never snug.
You do the baggy, don't you?
I like the baggy fit.
It depends where I'm going, my shorts selection.
Yeah?
Yeah. If the wife's hot friend is coming over, I wear the tight shorts.
I won't say it now.
Don't say it. It's never good. If you're on the fence about whether or not to say it, don't say it. Fun night here tonight, folks. It's Thursday night. That means we're doing the popcorn pick of the week, where we give you a movie suggestion that you can catalog and possibly check out this weekend. My buddy Vince Maranto will be here tonight. Very funny comedian with about 40 years of stand-up comedy experience. You look at him, though, you'd think he was like in his 30s. Vince is a lot of fun and a great comedian. He will be here, and he's going to be plugging a date that he's got coming up just over the border in the UP. So we can talk to Vince about that after we get his popcorn pick of the week. And then at 7:20, my pal Rob Thomas, friend of the show, friend of Nightlight, which would make him Conrad's friend as well.
Yeah.
We'll be here at 7:20 to talk movies and some cool stuff that might be happening in Madison. I know newspapers are like kind of disappearing, but this CityCast Madison newsletter that Rob is the newsletter editor, they just have great stuff. I love the way they categorize things, and they package these articles, best strip mall bars, stuff like that, like best sports bars, new restaurants in weird locations. They're so on it, and it's a really fun read. And I only kind of brush up on it when Rob is on the show, but I should check it out more often. Even though I don't live in Madison, it's a crackling good read. So Rob will be here at 7:20. And without further ado, I think we should get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
How do you feel about AI as actors? This has been in the news a lot lately. And I can't even call them. They're creations. So that's what we'll call it. How do you feel about AI creations as actors? There's a character named Tilly Norwood who's AI. And you'd look at her, at least in a picture, you would never know. She has her own Instagram account. Her creator says she will be signed by a talent agency soon. Now, they are getting a lot of pushback from the acting community in Hollywood. And some agencies have even said, we represent human actors. We are not going to represent AI because there are enough actors making noise about this. And they're concerned, as they should be. The creator is a Dutch comedian physicist. Crazy combination. Aline Vandervelden, and she created Tilly Norwood. And William Morris Endeavor, my old agency, and the Gersh Agency have said we are not representing AI creations. Now, here's my thing about AI. I don't know. You can always tell. Like when you have a video, typically you can tell after a while because I feel like the technology is not quite there. You see like a sixth finger or something that just doesn't look weird. But they can fool you for a while. But I always feel like I know, and I feel like AI creations as actors, in a weird way, I think the acting profession might be safer than a lot of other professions because AI will replace a lot of people, already has. So I don't know. I almost feel like we should categorize AI. It's not that much different than Buzz and Woody. They're AI. They're animated. I think AI should be categorized that way too. But they're trying to pass these creations off as real actors. And that's what I want to know how you guys feel about that. Let me know. How do you feel about AI creations as actors? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know what you think. You can also drop us a text on the app and or drop us a stream comment if you're listening or watching the radio on X, YouTube, or Facebook. What do you think about that, Con?
You know, I already sent a couple takes of KJ Krieger in.
KJ Krieger.
Yep.
What's the KJ stand for?
Conrad Jr.
Conrad Jr. That's AI creation.
That's my artificial intelligence.
Dude, if you could create AI like that, you would not be producing this show. I would think those are like really lucrative positions.
Well, let me tell you how he looks, all right? He looks kind of like Chris Hemsworth.
Sure, of course. Why not?
With a little bit of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
In the comedy styles of Kevin Hart. So
the comedy styles of Kevin Hart.
So that's KJ. He kind of represents me a little bit. I think so. But
Like Second Life.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dwight.
Yes.
From The Office.
No, actually, though, I think it's so stupid. Honestly, like, it doesn't have that, you know, that human impact. Like, anything with AI doesn't have that value to it.
I agree. And even if you could put some teardrops in an AI creation's eyes, that doesn't take any talent.
No.
Like, when we watch great actors, we want to see them lose themselves in the role. And we want to know those emotions are real. Who cares if you can make, you know, Woody look sad or Mr. Incredible look sad? I'm using those as an example because I do equate AI sort of to animation.
You know, there's a bunch of, if you go on Instagram Reels or TikTok there's a bunch of AI, like little skits that they do or something.
Right.
And it's pretty, I can tell what's AI on there or not. But if that's the type of, I haven't seen this, I got to look up this Tinsley or however you say it.
Tilly Norwood, She's got her own Instagram account.
I got to look this up because I got to see how it looks because I assume it doesn't look super realistic because there's always some part of AI that doesn't look real or feel real.
The picture looks fine with the pixels or whatever you call it, the pixelation, whatever, like if it's not a 1080 or a high def, it looks fine. But when they start acting, it's different. And I don't think it's any big deal. Like if you could get an AI creation to act, and listen, there's bad actors out there, but you won't replace the good ones. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't see how that could happen. And I think people watching will go, that's great, but I'm watching AI.
Yeah.
The whole point of movies is to have a human experience and connectivity. You don't connect to AI. I don't connect to Bart Simpson.
Sure?
So
eat my shorts.
Yeah, I can be cocky.
I'll say like if there's an AI movie at some point, I'm sure there will be. They'll try to do it, and not just animated, but officially AI, where everything is programmed and everything. I feel like they need some type of disclaimer in it.
Right.
I mean, you can probably tell, but...
You still need a great script. I mean, with a great script calls for great acting and emoting, and I don't see AI getting there.
I just don't think you can get hyped up for a movie when you're like... Because sometimes you go to a movie, you're like, oh, this actor's in it. I need to go see it. You're not going to be like, oh,
this creation is in it. Yeah.
I'll be like, I'll pass. I don't think I'll even watch it on streaming if it's there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, make the movies... But it's not the same. It's not. But let us know what you think, folks. 855-752-4842. We have our multi-state text to win contest here. Go for the green and gold. I'll be giving you updates on that throughout the show and the keyword in hour number two. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what is opening in the theaters this weekend, and we'll read some of your texts. It's the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35 with Vince Moranto. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Within your eyes.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. So great to have you here on Thursday. How great are Thursdays, Conrad?
You know, they're really nice now because there's football at the end of it.
Every night should be a Thursday, and then life would be wonderful. Our question of the night is, how do you feel about AI creations as actors? Let us know at 855-752-4842. You can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. Also, you know, we post these questions every day, folks. If you want to go to Facebook, you can put an entry there. We'll also read those on the radio as well. So follow us on social media. Give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. And then we did have a text last night. What was our question again last night? I've already forgotten.
I kind of forgot, too.
It was the... how tall is Pete? I think that was the question. No. What was our question? All right. Well, in any event, Bud from Janesville, out between 4 and 6 a.m. every day, doing his gig. He says, "Hey, Pete," and I must have said this at some point last night. Bud says, "Hey, Pete, instead of saying nutshell, you could use an anatomical reference, scrotum, ha ha. Yes, I have a warped mind. Just ask my wife. Love your show, Bud from Janesville." But I love your texts.
Last night's question, by the way, was who has the worst celebrity hair?
So this must have been a totally random text, unless he's talking about something I don't want to get into. Thank you, Bud. I'm glad we keep you company so early at an ungodly hour. Lots of great movies opening this weekend. Really well-reviewed movies, too. Well-reviewed movies. That one I was talking about recently with The Rock, where he lost like 60 pounds and everybody thought he was ill or something. It was for a role. He's playing this Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine, a UFC fighter. And he got a huge, crazy standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival. It was like a 12-minute standing ovation. And there was Oscar buzz. We'll see if that keeps up, but good for Dwayne Johnson. Bone Lake is a horror thriller. two couples share a lakeside home. And apparently it's like this psychological thriller, really reviewing well. Casper, you ever see Casper?
It's The Friendly Ghost.
The Friendly Ghost.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a re-release after 30 years. And it got like not even great reviews. I'm assuming it did well.
Yeah, for a kid's movie, it's awesome, you know? Like Casper?
Sure. And now people that saw it when they were 10 can take their kids. It's the 30th year anniversary, so... That's exciting. Lots of good movies opening up. Should we read some texts here, Con?
I think so.
All right, let's get to these. Let's get to the text line here. We've got, I always say that there are so many people walking by right now that would make good window fun guests, but here I am yakking away.
I could read the text. Do you want to go flag them down?
No.
There's Pete running.
Oh, I got turned down yesterday.
Yeah.
Twice in a row. First time ever, and it happened twice in a row.
That doesn't do anything for your confidence, does it?
No. It's just a guy on the street who wants to take people's pictures. What's creepy about that? Edward from the 414 says, 100% against AI creations as actors. He says, greedy film companies scamming us and real actors. Damn their eyes. Wow, very well said, Edward. And I totally, totally agree with you. Brian from Southern Wisconsin, he's in the 608, says, how would that even work? Would the AI be added after the real actors shoot the scene? Yeah, that's a great point. And I have to be honest, Brian, I don't know how it works. I would assume they're just like a visual image. I mean, they can't be real robots or whatever. I don't think we're there yet. Brett from the 920 says, acting is an art form. I don't want a painting by a computer. I'll paint my own with flaws. It makes it more interesting. Totally agree, Brett. Well said. Thank you for the text. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids in the 608 says, Hal from the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey was not acting very, very nice. That's true. You ever see that movie, Con?
I actually have never seen that.
It's pretty good. And ahead of its time, Stanley Kubrick. And the AI or computer locks, what's his name? I can't remember his name. Out of the spaceship. And the actor, what is his name? Kieran something. He keeps saying, open the pod bay door, Hal. And Hal will have nothing to do with it. That's what you get for AI, folks. That's what's happening with AI. If we go that route. So there you go. So I don't know. You got no Packer football this weekend either.
No, and... Well, I'll still watch football, but, you know, one thing I did do last night, though, I watched a new movie.
Yeah?
And it's called Play Dirty, and it's with Mark Wahlberg. I don't know if you've heard about this. Did you watch it? Or you gave me a weird...
I don't ever need to see Mark Wahlberg in a movie again. And I'm sure he's a lovely guy. He's had some issues. His movies... He has just become the milquetoast action guy. No desire to... Not listen, having said that, I might watch the movie. I did mention it. I'm going to ask Rob Thomas about it because he reviewed it.
Yes. Before Rob gives his review, I'll see if it kind of lines. I thought it was okay. There were some moments where hilarious, but I just don't like how Mark Wahlberg in the movie just kills every single person pretty much.
Kind of gets old.
Just like... There was people that were, he like punched, knocked him out, just looks at him for a second. He's like, oh, why not? Shoots him.
See,
just walks away.
I should add a caveat to our question of the night. If AI is replacing Mark Wahlberg, maybe I'd be okay with it. He is like AI. He's basically a machine. He works out like a fiend, gets up at like 2 a.m. He's already done everything he has to offer. And he's fine in some movies.
Yeah.
But I don't, unless there's some Oscar-winning role ahead for him, which I doubt, I'm kind of done with Mark Wahlberg.
I'll say Tony Shalhoub in the movie.
Oh.
He was good.
Love Tony Shalhoub.
Also, Keegan-Michael Key was hilarious in it.
Love him, too. That's a great secondary cast. Yeah. All right, we're coming right back with the popcorn pick of the week, folks. And we're going to read some more of your text. Our question of the night is... How do you feel about AI creations replacing actors? We're not in favor of it. Let us know what you think. We're coming right back with the popcorn pick of the week. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A peacock's helping your anxiety? A bill proposed in Madison says not likely. It's aiming to prevent people from falsely claiming their pet as an emotional support or service animal. The bill would stop people who do not need service animals from pretending their everyday pets are. It would also impose a fine of $500 for providing false documentation to get a service dog. The bill would also restrict which kinds of animals would count, excluding peacocks, snakes, and cows as service animals. Representative Brent Jacobson of Mosinee is one of eight Republicans behind the effort. Wisconsin residents can help researchers track tick activity. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute's Tick Inventory via Citizen Science, or TICS, has identified more than 5,400 ticks sent by Wisconsin residents this year, according to a community announcement. Even though peak tick season has passed, those enjoying the Wisconsin outdoors are still at risk for tick bites. You can send in the ticks you find. Collection kits are available at Rib Mountain State Park, the George Meade Wildlife Area Education Center, Castle Rock Veterinary in Marshfield, and many Marshfield Clinic locations. For more information, contact tics@marshfieldclinic.org. Wausau Events will host the annual Harvest Fest on Saturday, October 4th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wausau's 400 block. This year's fest will include free pumpkins for kids age 12 and under, more than 20 kids' activities, a petting zoo, and food from local vendors. Kids are encouraged to wear costumes to the event. Food donations are welcome and will benefit local food pantries stocked by Peyton's Promise. Local celebrities will be carving pumpkins on the 400 block stage from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Celebrities like Emily Blunt, Ben Stiller, Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hanks, and Scarlett Johansson have all been vocal about their opposition to AI in the entertainment business. Yesterday in the Beats, I mentioned Tilly Norwood, an AI actress who even has an Instagram account and whose creator says she will probably be signed by a talent agency soon. As you can imagine, that did not sit well with actors. One in particular, Melissa Barrera, who has been part of the Scream franchise, recently said that any agency that signs an AI performers should be boycotted. Two prominent talent agencies, the William Morris Endeavor and the Gersh Agency, have vowed they will not sign the Tilly Norwood creation or other AI actors. According to Yahoo Entertainment, a representative from the William Morris Endeavor says they only represent humans. That's a very admirable stance. I just wish when they represented me, they would have returned my calls quicker. Seriously, though, it is a small victory. I hope the momentum continues. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and hot Friday, high mid-80s. Breezy Saturday, high again mid-80s. Low 80s Sunday, cooler next week. Right now, it's 76.
On Saturday afternoon, the Wausau East High School football team looks for a second consecutive victory as the Lumberjacks travel to Merrill to take on the Blue Jays. Hear all the exciting action live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 1:05 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 1:30 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Compass Properties, Grand Avenue Art Factory, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Lopnose, The Mill Yard, Northland Painting, Callan Street Pub, Rocket Industrial, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Wausau East at Merrill in high school football. Saturday, live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 1:05 p.m., opening kickoff at 1:30 on 98.9 WXCO.
Todd Alba.
The World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison, and tariffs, how they're affecting agriculture, we'll discuss it all with Midwest Farm Report Director Pam Yonke next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Thursday night edition of Nightlight, folks, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. Our question of the night is, what do you think about AI creations taking over for actual actors? We're all against it so far, but I would love to know what you think. 855-752-4842. You can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube. Where else are we on? Facebook and X Twitter, which still makes no sense.
You got it?
Send me an X. X me. Doesn't make
just,
any sense.
It just doesn't have a ring to it.
Tweet is better, but it's not manly, apparently. I don't know what's going on. All right, we got some texts coming in. We'll get to those very shortly. Right now, folks, it is time to make the popcorn pick of the week. And joining me to do so, my next guest, he's been a stand-up comic for damn near 40 years. I'm not sure quite which side of that 40 he's on, but he's got so much experience. He's a hilarious comedian. I've worked with him back in the day when I was a stand-up, and I just think the world of him. He's outstanding, and he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. It is my pleasure to welcome Mr. Vince Maranto. Hey, buddy.
Hey, hang on 1 second. Yeah. No, Mark, he's a good guy. Trust me. All right, bye. That's Mark Wahlberg. I was just talking
for a second there. Vince, I can't do it. I he's not going to show us anything new.
I'm with you, to be honest with you.
But it's nice you have his phone number, though. I appreciate that.
By the way, 42 years in August. It was 42 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you were one of those guys. Like, when I remember when I started, it was you and Toomey and John DeCoste and these guys. And it's like, oh, wow. And it was fun to see you guys do stand up. And it's great. Do you still tour?
You know what? I don't really tour, so to speak. I still do out of town gigs from time to time. But, I'll tell you, traveling was fun for about the first 40 years. And then it gets old after a while. And I'll still do stuff like here and there. Like I like to do casinos in the summertime that are up north, you know.
Yeah.
Nice area, stuff like that. Matter of fact, I'm doing one coming up here in November. I'm going to be cruising right through your area.
We're going to talk about that. I saw that, yeah. And I think that's what made me think of you. But before we should get to the pick, but I want to say that you made me laugh. Just we were working Lancaster, as they say, Pennsylvania. Sure. And it was like the height of Amish country and suburban, no sidewalks, just a highway. You got to cross the highway and then you're in a ditch and walk up just to get to a Wendy's, like not even for fine cuisine. It was just to eat. That was the only place in walking distance. And you ordered something with fries and the woman kept saying Biggie. And you were like, just whatever it is, just it's fine. Biggie. I'm sorry. I can't say Biggie to another adult. He totally left it up to her. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I remember going, oh, man, please, we're adults. Please, just whatever the big one is, the large one that you have.
Just don't make me say it. All right, well, let's talk movies before we talk about your gig at your next casino gig, which sounds like a blast. And, yeah, you will be coming right through here. But what do you think of AI as actors, Vince, now that we're on the topic of movies?
No, come on. How many more jobs are going to be taken away?
Right. You know?
Yeah, that's not right. I mean, forget it. And they're even like AI is going to be writing movies. You know, all you got to do is type in Jaws meets Ghostbusters or something like that. And, you know, then boom, there's going to be a movie cranked out.
It's sad. I hate to say this. And as a guy who, you know, is a writer, I feel like that's easier than replacing actors. I still don't like it. I still don't think the scripts will be as good. But you could just marry a bunch of different elements and maybe have something passable as a mediocre script. Whereas actors, it's like they're more like animation. Like you can't really show emotion. You can put a teardrop in the eye, but it's all computer generated.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too with, it's like 40 years ago, if you had a script, somebody would say, you know what? That's too much like this movie, or it's too much like that movie. Now it's like, this is great. It's kind of like that movie and that movie. We'll make a fortune. You know, there's no creativity anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, there's creativity out there, Pete, but they're just not, it's not going anywhere.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. All right, let's talk movies. So my first question, buddy, how do you like to watch movies, Vince? Are you a watch it in your own home kind of guy? Do you like to go to the theater?
It really has to be something big. It has to be like a Jurassic Park or a Raiders of the Lost Ark or some sort of thing like that for me to go to a movie theater.
Okay.
Or something where, like I saw every Star Wars movie the day it came out because I didn't want some knucklehead wrecking what was going to happen at the end of it. So I would always try to go to the first screening. So big movies like that. But anything else, now I stay home. And, you know, it's like, wow, this is streaming already? Wasn't this at the movie theater 2 weeks ago?
Right.
You know, everything. And I prefer just to be in my own house and, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
My own bathroom 2 feet away instead of running up an aisle.
Here's why I kind of agree with you on all that stuff. Like, but I prefer the theater because I hate checking my phone. And I hate, you know, if I'm at home, it's like, oh, I should do those two dishes before. Then I can really sit down and enjoy the movie. Oh, I think I might have to pee, even though I might not. Right. I got to find something to do before I can sit down. It's like a OCD thing or something. But I'm with you. I like going to a theater where I love when you have to purchase your ticket ahead of time and it's a little more expensive because you weed out kind of the movie riffraff. Like at my theater where I live in Marinette, so there's kids that just go in there to hang out sometimes and they're just
sure.
Like talking like it's their living room or something.
Yeah. And with the seats being recliners with nice cup holders and you get to pick where you get to sit in advance. I mean, I like all those. I like all those.
Yeah. Same. What is your genre, Vince, when it comes to movies? Do you have a genre of choice?
You know, I would say, well, comedy, obviously.
Yeah.
And again, that's something you don't really have to see on a big screen. But like action kind of stuff too. I 100% not horror. You can't. Yeah. Everything scares the hell out of me, Pete. I can't. Like, this goes all the way back to when The Exorcist came out and I saw that. I did not sleep well for, I don't know, 7-8 years after that. Yeah, I can't take any of that. I don't get the thrill about something jumping out, scaring the hell out of you. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't understand why that's fun.
I'm kind of with you. I've watched more horror films since I've been doing this show just so I can talk about them, but I don't really enjoy them. I don't mind being scared. I don't like the gore, like showing off special effects. Like, yeah, that's impressive, but why do I want to see that? You know, it's horrifying at times.
Oh yeah, forget the gore stuff. I can't watch it. I can't even watch medical shows.
Right. Can't even watch ER. All right. So what is your favorite movie snack, Vince? Like, is it different if you go to the theater or when you watch something at home?
Well, at the theater, I do something that I know that some people, this is, you talk about polarizing. Some people love this action. Some people hate it. I like to take a big buttered popcorn and open up a pack of Jujubes and dump that in there.
Are you serious?
And then every bite is a surprise. Is it just popcorn? Is it popcorn and a Jujube? Is it two Jujubes and popcorn?
I've never heard of that.
And there's people that love that and people that think I'm totally out of my skull for that.
Because I've heard of like chocolate going with popcorn. My wife likes a little bit of chocolate. Something. I've never heard of that. That's trailblazing.
Well, I don't know about trailblazing. Insane, maybe a lot of people say. But yeah, somebody told me about that one time. And went, let me try it. And I went, oh, okay.
Okay. What about at home? Do you change it up? Do you have like a full meal? You get different snacks?
Yeah, you know what? It really depends on what's going on. As far as a snack, there's always going to be, you're not allowed to drink on the show, are you?
Well, I don't, Conrad, can I drink? I don't drink anyway these days, but what if I had a beer? Would that be like FCC issues or what?
Well, you just don't say it.
Okay, fair enough. Vince, I'm hammered right now.
Okay, no, what I was going to say is if it's at home and it's going to be a movie I'm going to enjoy, there's just a quick little thing right there. I'll have a brew with me.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. You can talk about drinking. But no food? You don't like throw a steak on the grill or something like that?
No, not for movies. No, not really. But okay. maybe some popcorn, maybe some sort of snackage like that. But no, I don't. It's no meal for with
all
the
right.
movie.
That's a good way to keep the weight off, too. All right. So
that's how cheap I am. That's how cheap I am. I can't even do dinner and a movie in my own house.
And what kind of beer? Like, is it just beer or is it a cocktail?
Well, My girlfriend might be listening to this, so just uh-oh. Beer.
Okay.
Just beer.
But you got a flask every once in a while you break it. Vince Morano is my guest. He's a stand-up comedian of 42 years, and he is coming up this way soon. We'll talk about that shortly. Vince is here to make the popcorn pick of the week, and we are getting close to his pick. Have you ever snuck booze into a theater, Vince?
You know, it's so funny. When back when movies like Animal House and Blues Brothers and those were, the only way you could see a movie is to go to the movie theater. And if one of your friends didn't see it, you'd go see it again.
Right.
So I remember during Animal House, like probably the third time I seen it, I snuck in a little half pint of Jack Daniels.
Oh, sweet. And
I was drinking that. And I got up to go to the bathroom. And here's what I learned. If you're sitting down in a dark room, there's no, and you drink a half a pint of Jack Daniels, when you go to stand up, it's like they lower the ceiling 9 feet. Because I got up and I immediately tripped over my own feet. I dropped the empty bottle of Jack Daniels and I went hagling, 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 all the way down, like kicking off of people's feet. There's like if you're drinking in the dark, there's no perspective. You don't know, you know what I mean?
It's like, so, yeah.
So that happened once. You learn, you make that mistake once.
That's great. What do you do, Vince, when you're in a theater and maybe you're on the road or whatever, or at your local suburban theater and there's loud people? Do you say something? Do you tell the manager? Do you just kind of stick
it out? I'm so non-confrontational. I just move.
Okay.
You know, I always just move somewhere else. I mean, even at a concert or any kind of thing that I go to, if somebody's loud, plus people are nuts these days. You know what I mean? You don't know what kind of lunatic you're going to, or what the heck they got on them. You know what I mean? So I just always just move.
That is so true. Remember, like when I remember in the '80s, like when I just driving around Chicago and I didn't really give people the finger, but if they gave it to me, I gave it back maybe or something.
Right.
I would not, you couldn't, there's no way I would even look at anybody crazy these days.
I've had people go, that guy just cut you off. Why didn't you honk at him? I'm like, what are you, nuts? I don't care. Am I still alive right now? Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen if I honk at the guy or yell at the guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just put all the guns down and fight like people. That's my phrase.
You keep it internal until you have some sort of severe bodily reaction like a heart attack.
Right. Exactly.
I think that's the healthier way.
And on that note, I think it is time to get Vince's popcorn pick of the week. So we're going to do a quick drum roll here, Vince, and then I will ask you about a movie you could recommend to the rest of us. Conrad, if you please. Vince Morano, ladies and gentlemen, 42-year comedy veteran. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
Wow, that's a tough one. I'll tell you what I would really love to see. I would love to go see The Wizard of Oz in the Sphere. Did you see that action?
Oh, no.
They have their show, The Wizard of Oz, in the inside of the sphere. And when the tornado's coming, they throw smoke and fog into the end of the thing. And when there's flying monkeys, there's actual flying monkeys that are going around over the crowd.
That is awesome. That's a great pick. And I like the venue. Let's break that down. We're going to do a really short break. Then we'll come back. We'll analyze Vince's pick and we'll talk about his upcoming gig. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, 'cause nothing will be the same. Just another night is all that.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial #250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The 98.9 WXCO Text to Win contest sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Winterberg. Download the free Civic Media app and text to win on the WXCO page.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Starr, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. In just a few minutes, folks, after intermission, at the start of Act 2, I'm going to give you the keyword for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest here at Civic Media. It is two more nights, Con, just tonight and tomorrow night.
Yep.
Our daily prize. All you have to do, you have to have the app to play. Text in the keyword when I give it to you, and you are eligible to win $200 cash and gold jewelry. Those are our daily prizes, and you're also eligible for our grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That is professional football, and it's a Green Bay home game November 23rd at noon. We're even throwing in a gas card, so you will. It's a $1,550 value. All you got to do is text in the keyword. It could not be simpler. I will say, when you get a confirmation text, click on that link. And if you sign up for the Civic Media newsletter, Civic Media Today, or our social media platforms, you will enhance your chances to win. So the keyword is coming up after the news. Good luck, everybody. Right now, we have a few more minutes with my pal, Vince Maranto, who is here, who made an awesome popcorn pick of the week. Vince, I love it. The Wizard of Oz in the Sphere. I've never seen a movie in a sphere.
Yeah, it's they caught a lot of heat because they had to add additional stuff because it didn't spread out for the whole thing, so okay. They had to sort of extend some. But it's just to make it fit.
Yeah,
and I was watching all kinds of clips of it. I mean, it looks unbelievably cool. But I mean, just to have, you know, not. I mean, it's not just scents around. It's like the smoke.
With
the,
yeah.
The, you know, and the winds blowing on you and the. But those flying monkeys is the thing that I love. Those things hovering over the crowd.
That's awesome. Well, that's a great pick. Thank you so much. I love it. And it was kind of, I love when people pick classics too, but that's like a classic with a different angle. I like, that was great.
Sure.
All right. So let's talk about this date you have coming up in Harris, Michigan. It's the Island Casino. I live like 40 minutes from there. You're going to be coming right through Green Bay. So you got to stop for a few minutes. We'll give another plug on your way up or something, depending okay. on when you come through. But tell sure. us about, you were talking about casinos before as a stand-up. Do you like playing casinos?
Yeah, you know, especially the ones way up in the UP. Well, for you, it's not so way up in the UP.
It's the burbs.
Yeah, that's right. But for Chicago guys, it is. And they're very appreciative crowds. They really appreciate that you're coming all the way up that way, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
That you're battling all kinds of every element that you could possibly think of. And they're always really, really nice people. And they all come up and compliment you after the show and want to talk to you and want to tell you a story or stuff like that. It's very nice.
That's great. I can't remember if it was you or somebody that said they didn't like casinos because, like, when you go in there, the shows are free and it's basically people that lost all their money. And it's like, well, I guess I'll go in here.
You know? Well, yeah, that might be in some other kind of casinos, but the few that I do up in the UP, these are all like the radio station hosts it.
Okay.
And it's, they have the like regulars and it's almost every show sold out. So
that's awesome. We have radio stations up there now too. So, that sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. Do you, I don't know how you feel, Vince, but when I was, doing stand up, two of my favorite clubs in the whole country, were in Milwaukee, the Comedy Cafe and Funny Business in Madison. Uh-huh. And I just loved coming to Wisconsin to do stand-up. Do you find Wisconsin crowds to be amenable?
My first CD was my second CD actually was recorded in Madison on Comedy on State.
Oh, nice!
And it was funny because I was all set to record. I had two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. All set to record all four shows, and after the first show Friday, I went, that's it. I don't.
Nice.
There's no need. Every show you do, they're not going to be perfect. There's one little word you trip up on or you time something slightly off, but you'll go nuts if you try to find the perfect show. And I always like my shows to be a continuous show from start to finish. That's the show. Not one of these, recorded this bit in Albuquerque. I recorded that bit in Madison. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't like a quilt. I like just a complete show.
That's a great answer. Do you have a region that you typically like? I mean, obviously you're a Chicago guy and Chicago crowds can be great. They can also be kind of rough at times, or at least as I remember. Where is your favorite place to work?
Well, I've been working mostly in the Midwest lately. I mean, when I used to travel all over the country, my people always ask, what are your favorite cities? And Philadelphia was one of my favorite cities to perform in because the it was a funny bone that it switched to something else or whatever. But I liked it because the audience was great. There was white people, black people, Jewish people, Christians. It was a real diverse crowd.
Yeah.
And it's cool to know that you appeal to everyone.
Right.
And you're not just a certain, because like the thing in Chicago, you get these comics that only work the downtown Chicago clubs. Then they can't even make it do well out in the suburbs of Chicago. Like, you're still in the same area, you guys. When you go somewhere else, you're doomed. But yeah, I always liked Philadelphia. I love the audiences in San Antonio. And
nice.
And like Des Moines, Iowa, like all over the place. It was always whenever people ask what cities do you like, they would always be Atlanta was another one too. People would be like, wow, I would have never thought you would have said those cities.
We have about 45 seconds left or so, and thank you again. But who makes you laugh now, Vince? What comics, like if you're spinning around on the dial, would you stop and watch?
Well, of course, most of the local guys that are friends that nobody knows. But I really enjoy, I think Bill Burr always makes me laugh. I've been getting into Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, he's funny. It's a good comic.
Yeah, I've been getting him lately, I'm sure. But probably the most consistent all time for like the last 5-10 years would be Brian Regan.
Love him. He's outstanding. I got to work with him 2 weeks in a row back in the 90s, and I just a nice guy and an outstanding comedian. As are you, Vince. This has been so much fun. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for doing this, and keep me posted on the gig when you're coming up this way.
Yeah, sounds good. See you, Pete.
All right. That's Vince Maranto, folks, and his Popcorn Pick of the Week. The Wizard of Oz in the Sphere, if you have access, check it out. We are coming right back after intermission for Act 2 and the keyword to our Text to Win multi-state civic media Go for the Green and Gold contest. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. All right.
Gotta let you know, girl. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There is no deal to win the government shutdown, but the White House is stepping up the pressure by insisting federal jobs are at stake. Erica Brown has the latest.
In a call with Republicans Wednesday, the White House warned mass layoffs could come soon.
It's likely going to be in the thousands. It's a very good question, and that's something that the Office of Management and Budget and the entire team at the White House here, again, is unfortunately having to work on today.
The union representing federal workers is suing to stop the layoffs.
Many employees at the CDC have been furloughed and a lot of services put on hold, Stacey Lynn reports.
We are going to see a lot of halting as far as public health assistance.
Yolanda Jacobs is a health communications specialist with the CDC. She says funding for some local health departments will be stopped as well. And
disease surveillance is basically out the window at this point.